potential of youth who struggle to stay engaged in education, and provides opportunities for mentorship workshops, and ongoing support. Traction offers an alternative learning environment, which allows young people to complete projects to gain hands-on experience like building bikes. This challenge is hoping to raise around $7,000, and you can find out more information about Traction and donate to this challenge at traction.community.
Brisbane City Council has been thriving to make recreational sports and activities more affordable and accessible for people in Brisbane CBD. An extension of the Heritage Lanes precinct, which is a space beneath the Turbo Street underpass, is a part of Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner's urban renewal project. These courts are a first for Brisbane CBD, catering to soccer, basketball, handball, and pickleball. The courts feature bleacher-style seating, a fenced and shaded court, and local public art for the community. The court is free for public use every day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Go to the Heritage Lanes website to book your free session now.
In national news, a temporary new road may be built within days near Megalong Road, giving hope to Blue Mountain residents stuck in the Megalong Valley after a landslide on Friday night. A portion of the road fell away following heavy rain over the weekend, trapping up to 150 residents while police evacuated around 200 tourists out of the area through an emergency route across private property. Mayor Mark Greenhill says he is optimistic geotechnicians will approve building the new road near the landslide site, which is expected to take about 3 to 4 days to complete. He says the area heavily relies on tourism, with small businesses suffering income losses because of the road's closure, and he has called for the government to provide further financial support to locals. Blue Mountain residents have also voiced out their frustration over being cut off and are urging for an immediate solution.
The Climate Council, partnered with University of Technology Sydney, have released their Seize the Decade 55 report, which investigates opportunities to cut emissions in areas including electricity, construction, mining, and transport. These findings, released today, recommend that petrol and diesel vehicles should be banned from sale by 2035, as changes to Australia's transport habits could slash emissions from the expected 94.6 megatons to 45.3 megatons by 2030. These restrictions would draw Australia into line with similar restrictions in the European Union, Canada, United Kingdom, and some American states. They also recommend federal and state governments provide financial incentives for households to get rid of one family car and to boost rates of alternative transport like walking, cycling, and public transport.
In international news, a crowded makeshift ferry sank off Mozambique's northern coast, killing at least 98 residents that were supposedly fleeing a cholera outbreak. The ferry had an estimated 130 people on board when it sank on Sunday after departing the southeastern African coast for the nearby island of Mozambique, and at least 11 people have been hospitalized. Most of the bodies were recovered on Sunday, but an additional 7 bodies were found on Monday, bringing the death toll of this tragedy from 91 to 98.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. It's very, very informative. Now, I'm just going to change the mood on you a little bit, and the station as a whole. We're going back to 2004.
Ooh.
So I was going to ask you both, this will be interesting, because I think there might be, you know, maybe nappies or something involved. Where were you in 2004?
I was in Glasgow Hospital being born.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. I was in the United States of America, probably in school.
Wow.
Yeah, I was born in 96, so...
Wow, so there you go. So, well, so what's happened is there was a Sydney band that I knew of back in the day, and they released a seminal record, and we're going to be playing that and interviewing the people from the band. So, thank you for that. It's just interesting, the different age groups, you know, here at 4ZZZ. We are a community of diversity, aren't we?
Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Well, thank you for that. We'll hear from the crew again at 11 a.m.
Yeah, have a good day.
Thank you.
You too. And, yes, we're going back to 2004. One of the standout tracks of the year was Outkast.
Best day.
Yeah, everyone knows this track. And we'll give it a spin here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.